Welcome to this edition of Family Talk with your host, psychologist and author, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Luann Crane here with Ryan Dobson. And Dr. and Ryan, as the mom at the table here, I've got to tell you, one of the most important concerns for me as a parent is making sure I've passed my faith on to my children and that next generation. Ryan, I know that's huge to you as well.
Oh, it is. It's one of my life's big passions. And you know, Luann, it's not just vital for Christian families, but it is essential for the future of the Christian faith.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Luann and Ryan, it's not difficult to see what happens when you remove morality and absolute truth and the existence of God from the culture. All you have to do is just turn on the news and you see the consequences. And that's why I am so grateful, so thankful for the work of Summit Ministries. Mm-hmm. We have talked about it how many times here and in my previous life?
Since 1988?
89.
89. Well, you've just heard the voice of Dr. David Noble and Dr. Jeff Myers with us, the outgoing president and voice and the inspiration behind Summit Ministries, and the new leader who is coming in Jeff Myers. And I am just so delighted to have you guys here with us. But this is an historic moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, Summit Ministries has been led by David Noble for nearly 50 years. Is that correct?
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, you're an old dude.
You and I are the same age, by the way.
By the way, are you really going to go through with this crazy notion of retiring?
Yeah.
And you'll be there through the summer in speaking arrangements, but in the fall, you are going to go sit on a porch someplace. Is
well,
that
I'm
right?
going to pass a little baton, which is interesting because Jeff has been heading a passing the baton program. But, yes, I do feel that it's time for me to make the move. And, by the way, you suggested that a few years ago yourself.
I did. I told you to do that.
I know. No, I just kept thinking about
up.
It. I've been thinking about it.
Up.
I told him today. He didn't even know about that.
So, but, Dad, you know Dr. Noble very, very well. There's no porch sitting in his future.
Oh,
he has a lot
that.
Of
I
ministry
know.
Endeavors that are going to continue.
And he's going to go from reading 5 books a week to maybe 4. Continuing to write newsletters and get clippings and stuff.
And you're going to continue to speak and
continue
and write.
To speak if I get invited, and sometimes that's not so easy anymore at my age, you know. And
boo.
We will. But no, we're not going to be too far from the summit. Mm-hmm. We're going to live in Arizona, so Jeff and I are going to work together on the journal, and I'm going to send him a few things once in a while.
The journal is the monthly.
That's our monthly publication,
monthly intelligence briefing on Christian worldview issues.
Ryan, there are a few individuals, probably quite a few, but there are a few that are very, very special to you. You have a tender place in your heart for a few mentors who have played such a key role. You love this man, David Noble.
I do. Absolutely. You know, honestly, there are not that many. I count 3. You, first and foremost, have been the role model and mentor. Secondly is Dr. David Noble, and third is Joe White over at Kanakuk. But there was a massive change in my life in 1987 when I went to the summit for the very first time. And is that 2 weeks, that original initial 2-week time at camp, is largely responsible for why I do what I do today, why I do Grounded Radio. Jeff, you were on my broadcast not that long ago, and Summit Ministry sponsors every Wednesday. I have a Worldview Wednesday sponsored by the Summit because I absolutely think it's critical that we teach people to know why they believe what they believe, and that's the Christian worldview.
Ryan, you would not be sitting in that chair today if it were not for this man and this program.
That's right. But for both of these men. You know, Dr. Noble,
Jeff, you played a key role in Ryan's life.
Jeff kept him out of jail.
I don't know that's
easy.
Where he's going.
Easy.
You see why I love him.
We don't have to tell all the stories.
That's the one I want to hear.
Yeah. Another program. My hands are now sweaty. Another program. both of them are. Absolutely. Dr. Noble allowed me to open my eyes to the world around me. And really, both of them have not just allowed me but so many other students to say that there are very, very intelligent Christians out there. They know exactly why they believe what they believe. They have foundational scientific evidence that supports all of the things that we believe. You can understand it. You can know it. You can articulate it. You can share it with other people. And I've been doing it ever since then. Mm-hmm.
David, how many students have you had, do you think, through the years?
Our guess is a little over 30,000. Mm-hmm.
And these are not just people who've come through your life. These are young people who came and their lives were changed as a result of coming in contact with a Christian worldview, perhaps for the first time. Mm-hmm. These young people that have gone through church programs, some of them have been to Christian colleges, but have never really gotten a fix on what it means to follow Christ in all things. And you have not only done it, but the kids have loved it who have been there.
Well, they have. They have. That's true. For many Christian young people, Christianity is basically 2 hours on Sunday morning.
That's right.
Sometimes an hour and a half maybe. And what we did is just persuade, and not harshly but in a loving way, that Christianity really is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're going to follow the Lord, it isn't just a couple hours on Sunday. It's something that involves your whole life, and we want these young people to understand this.
It's about knowing Christ and reflecting his character in every aspect of culture. So our students have moved into politics and academia and business and medicine and science and so many different areas. We're actually watching them live out their Christian convictions in those areas.
Jeff, you have been on the board of directors of the Summit Ministry. You have been on the faculty for a long time. You're also affiliated with Bryan College.
Right.
And you have a wonderful background to come in and fill this leadership role. I'm going to ask you, maybe for the first time on our broadcast, to describe what the Summit is all about. What is it intending to do? What kind of kids come there and why?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're getting students coming to our program who many of them have grown up in the church. They understand what it means to have Jesus as your Savior and that you, if you die, you'll go to heaven. They have no understanding of the fact that everything they believe will be challenged right down to the roots when they go through America's university system. Going to college in America today, according to the studies that we've looked at on this, make kids forget what is really important and to embrace what is destructive to all of the values that make our culture great. So when they come to the Summit, this is the beauty of it, is that David and Alice Noble didn't make it about themselves. They made it about an ideal that you can bring in young adults and equip them to understand and defend a Christian worldview, and they will get excited about it and appreciate it because they feel for the first time in their lives, I don't have to step back and be embarrassed because I'm a Christian. I can actually do something
that would be productive. To deal with that moment when some professor comes down their throat.
We give them the great questions to ask. We teach them blow by blow exactly what's going to happen. And it's not just – we have an all-star faculty. The top Christian apologists, worldview speakers, philosophers and so forth are the ones teaching these students. And so you're getting the very best when you come for 2 weeks to this program. It's absolutely critical. My underlying philosophy of life is before college, Summit. That's a non-negotiable.
That's right.
And yet just your description there, Dr. Myers, it could sound very dry, very crusty, very academic. I know from Ryan that it's far from that. But convince the person listening right now that they're not just signing up for 10 hours a day in a classroom.
Well, they're not signing up for 10 hours a day. They're only signing up for 7 hours a day. But think about this. If you're a high school student and all of your life people have sort of looked at you as, well, you're just a kid. You can't really do much. You can't think. What you think doesn't really matter. If you bring that student in and say, we believe that you can think like an adult, In fact, we believe that you can think better than most adults can think. How would you like to, at the end of 2 weeks, be able to walk out of here and know more and be better prepared to understand what's really going on in the world than 95% of the adults out there? Hmm. That gets right to the heart of virtually every young person because they're asking, what difference does it make that I am here? What is my purpose?
That's right.
What is true? And what difference does it make that I am here? And Summit answers all three of those questions for them in a way that launches them. And it's really I have to say, you have to take my word for it. It's really hard to describe how much that 12-day program launches them. I was on the telephone just recently with one of the graduates who came through in David Noble's early years of doing this, 1963. So you were about 10 years old, I think, running the program at that time. This man remembers everything he was taught. He remembers the instructors who were there. He even remembered the name of his roommate and has been in touch with his roommate. A 12-day program that took place almost 50 years ago.
That's right.
That and you'll think about that. You say, well, that happened 50 years ago, but the same thing is happening today. Young people are coming through this and learning to become thought leaders who are making a difference in every aspect of culture.
That was my exact experience. I can tell you who my roommate was. I still have probably 90% of the books I came home with. I had to get extra luggage to bring home books. That's before they were charging for overweight baggage. Dad, I got to ask you a question. We've talked about Summit many, many times, but I've not asked this. I was 17 years old when you convinced me,
coerced
me
to go
to the Summit. I was not a bad kid, but I was a very short-sighted kid. I didn't have a broad scope of life. Being James Dobson, being a ministry leader, what were your feelings in a way about my future? You were hoping this was going to work, but if it didn't, it's not that I was going to grow up to be an evil person or a bad person, but certainly not what I'm doing today. How did you feel sending me off? What was in your heart?
Well, in the spring of that year when you were 17 years of age, I began looking for a way to broaden your world. You know, there was just so much out there that your preoccupation with high school and all that that meant and your friends didn't leave a lot of room for that kind of instruction. So I was looking for things that would make a contribution to you. And you were not very open to that.
Really?
You had sat in school all year. You weren't wild about school anyway. And you said, wait a minute, let me see if I understand this. You want me to come off to Colorado Springs and sit in a classroom in the summer? I mean, it was really – we had a lot of conversations about that. And I just will never forget. It's an old story now. We've told it before. I just insisted on it. And if I said, you want to keep your car, this is what it's going to take. And
I have the exact conversation. It was, hey, if you'll go to this camp – you'll have your car still waiting for you when you get home. And I said, what if I don't? He said, then you're going to walk a lot. Well, I guess I'm
Well, it was time to get serious. But again, you called home on the third day. You had gotten there kicking and screaming, really, just not wanting to do this. You called home 3 days in and said, it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And from there, you went through the two-week program, came home. You were so jazzed and you were telling me all these things that Dr. Noble had said and taught. And I said, want to go back? And you said, in a heartbeat. And I put you back on the plane. You went back to the Summit for a second time around.
With three of his friends.
Five of his friends.
That's
right. So that was really the beginning of the ministry that you have today, because it is your greatest desire. Mm-hmm. I'm putting words in your mouth, but your greatest desire is to pass along as much of that message as you can to the younger generation.
That's exactly right. I have three pillars in the ministry that I run. It is to evangelize the lost, it is to put faith into action, and to teach a Christian worldview so that people can articulate it to somebody else. That's why we work with Summit every single Wednesday, World Magazine on Mondays, to teach people this is what's happening in your world. This is what's happening around the world. This is how it relates to your faith every day, as you said, Jeff, 24 hours a day. I am first and foremost a Christian. Everything else is secondary. I am a Christian and I'm a father. I'm a Christian and I'm a husband. I'm a Christian and I'm a radio host. But first and foremost, the things that flow from my body come from Christ.
Oh, man. Mm. And as a father, I can only look to these two men and say thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the contribution you made to our family and our life and our son. And I just want as many other families as possible to experience that with regard to their own children. Now, it is designed largely for those 16, 17, 18.
16 to 21, yeah. If I'm a parent listening to this program right now, I'm asking questions like, well, you know, I know only one out of five kids in America has any sense of purpose. You know, how do I keep my kid from becoming purposeless? There are all kinds of ideas they're seeing on television. The average kid is involved in screen time, according to our studies, 33 hours a week. They're getting, picking up all kinds of ideas, more than they're in school. I'm asking the question, what difference will it make to the world that my child is here? And those are the kinds of questions I'm worried about as a parent. I'm wondering, is there somebody who can help? Is there somebody out there who can be an expert mentor or a group of mentors who can really come alongside? And that's exactly what Summit does. So when you see that spark in your kid – who says, you know, I know I'm just playing video games, just messing around. There's not much going on, but I really think I could do this. Or when you have the young adult who says, sign me up. I want to make a difference. Mm-hmm. I just need a sense of direction. That's the kind of young adult we're looking for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Assure us, and I know how you feel about Jeff, but assure us that the Summit we have known and loved is going to continue.
Well, it will continue because Jeff is part of the Summit family to begin with. He came as a student when he was 17. I don't know. He should probably tell that story because his dad had to use a little
the same kind of
psychology.
Is that right,
called
Jeff?
Bribery.
Listen to this one. I got to tell you this because this is actually more suave, Dr. Dobson, than the Christian psychology method.
Here, okay? I wasn't going to take no for an answer.
My father gave it to me as a graduation gift. You cannot turn down a graduation gift without being extremely rude. Son, I've given you a graduation gift 2 weeks in Colorado. And how could I say no to that?
That's right.
Did people want to hear. Have the same reaction Ryan did when you got there?
I did have the same reaction. In fact, I had really begun purposefully to move away from the church, move away from Christ, because I didn't know Christians who could answer the difficult questions that I was asking. Mm-hmm. So when I got to the Summit and I found out that it's okay to ask questions like, how do you know there's a good God if there's evil in the world? And we can dialogue about that, talk about that, get great answers from top Christian apologists. I was signed on. I was signed on intellectually from that moment. Spiritually, it took some time for that to dawn on me, what that means to how I live my life in a godly fashion. But intellectually, I was signed on immediately because for the first time in my life, here were Christians who not only had answers, but they loved dialogue. They loved asking questions. They loved learning. They loved growing. I mean, if your kid comes back from the Summit and wants to read books, what parent would not trade 2 weeks and the expense in order to get that result? That's
well,
amazing.
Well, some parent might, because I had a call from a parent and they said, I don't know what happened to my son at the Summit, but I'm going broke buying him books.
You know, well, Dad, speaking, that's exactly how I want to go broke.
You know, Dad, why don't we link to Dr. Meyer's program on Grounded, because it gives the whole story of him going to Summit for the first time and the transformation it made in his life to the point of him coming back as a professor. We can put that at myfamilytalk.com.
And Grounded is your program.
It is.
If people don't know that, it's live. It's 1 hour.
Every day.
Every day. And you're having some of the greatest guests. You had Senator Santorum just in the last
– Well, you know, he flew out here for me.
David, in my office a few minutes ago, you told all of us about an example, a terrible example – of what can happen to students on a university campus. And this was a student who showed up as a freshman at a university here in the state of Colorado. What happened to him?
Well, he walked into his dorm room and noticed that on the wall, on every wall, all four walls were pictures of naked men. And he thought this was rather strange. And then he finds out that his roommate-to-be was homosexual. So he thought to make a good semester out of it, he better get out of this situation. So he went and talked to the hierarchy. And before he could turn around, they had him in sensitivity training. All of a sudden, it's his fault. And he was supposed to understand that this is just another lifestyle and that if there was anything wrong, it was wrong with him.
And that roommate was assigned. And now in some universities, they're co-ed assignments.
Ryan just told us about that today. I didn't even know
Rutgers
that.
Rutgers has co-ed dorm rooms, not just co-ed dorms.
They have had co-ed dorms for quite some time.
That's right. But these are co-ed dorm rooms where you can have people of the opposite sex in the same room. And they just put shower doors on and doors on the bathroom stalls.
Yeah, as difficult as that would be for most certainly heterosexual students, what can occur in the classroom can be even worse because a professor who towers over you in intellectual ability and experience can intimidate you in front of maybe 100 or 1,000 students and make fun of you, make you stand up and explain why you're so confused in your thinking. And if there's no preparation for that, that can really be tough.
And that's our key word, by the way. Our key word is preparation. If you're going to battle, you want to be prepared. So we feel that the summit is really a great way to prepare yourself for higher education, although now they call it higher education. I'm not so sure it's higher anymore. I don't know what the higher part is.
I think it might – some of it's lower. Let me read you a chilling quote from a philosopher, one of the most famous philosophy professors in America, recently passed away. His name is Richard Rorty. He said this, and I'm quoting, "I think students are lucky to find themselves under the benevolent domination of people like me and to have escaped the grip of their frightening, vicious parents." In other words, his view is you should pay us this $35,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year on purpose so that we can undermine everything that you taught your children growing up. If that were an exception, we might not have to have this conversation, but that's the rule. So what happens to a young person? Well, if we can bring them in 2 weeks at Summit, they learn a mental model. A very robust mental model for understanding the world of ideas. So when they walk in that classroom, even some of our students have been in Richard Rorty's classes. They know that they learn to ask questions like, so what do you mean by that? How do you know that is true? They engage them in intensive conversation and gets right down to the root of these worldviews to the point where professors are saying to us, look, we don't know what you do to these kids in 12 days, but something happens that prepares them better than any student we have, even if they've gone to elite high schools. It's just but what it is recognizing that the Bible is this roadmap. It gives us an understanding of how to deal with all the key issues in life.
Jeff, it's my understanding that some college students will go away to school for a year or two and then come to the summit. Why did they come?
Well, a lot of college students who are Christians, coming from a Christian family, they go to college, they get really knocked around. They fall apart spiritually. They make compromises they wish they hadn't made. And they're really wanting some repair work. So they come to the summit to sort of heal, to repair, to think through issues, and to learn to defend a worldview, the biblical worldview, now knowing how much they need to do it. Then they're so much more persuaded of the importance of this, God brings redemption to them in astounding ways that helps them really have a more successful college career.
So it's not only preparation for what you're going to face later in life for those that are in high school now, but it is reparative for those who have been wounded.
I think it is reparative for those who have been wounded. Now, obviously there are some wounds that are really deep and somebody might need counseling. But I came back after my freshman year of college to the summit again and said, you know, there are a lot of really important questions I should have asked last year and I didn't ask. I didn't understand. And now it was really at that second time through that I really began to understand that I had the opportunity to really reflect Christ on my campus, not just know the right answers.
Jeff, you told us something we simply must share with our listeners, that the very first program that I did with Dr. Noble, which was 1989, the mother of the woman that is now your wife heard that broadcast.
That's right.
And sent the girl that was to become your wife to the summit. And it came out of that first interview, David, between you and me.
My wife, Danielle, and my four children came because of that first broadcast. I came to the summit to help David deal with all the applications of all the people you sent his way.
14,000.
And my wife Danielle came as a student and then later came back as a counselor, and we met and married and now have four children who are involved in the daily life of the summer at the summit. And so it's just wonderful to see how all these things come back together. Who would have known?
Well, I have a prayer with which to end the program. Hmm. Lord, do it again.
That's right.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And of course, the very best place to start to get all the information on Summit is myfamilytalk.com.
That's right, Luann. Spaces are filling up, and so parents should go to myfamilytalk.com to get the details. There are programs going on all summer long in three locations, Colorado, Tennessee, Wisconsin, as well as adult conferences throughout the year. And special for Family Talk listeners, you can find out about a scholarship to go to Summit.
You've got a lot of parents' attention right there, Ryan.
I hope so. So go to myfamilytalk.com for all the details.
Or give us a call, 877-732-6825. One more time, 877-732-6825. I would do it today because the spaces are filling up.
That's right. And I hope to see your kids at the summit.
Would you like to be featured on an upcoming edition of Family Talk? We are getting ready to celebrate our first birthday and want to hear your thoughts about this first year on the air. Just give us a call at 877-732-6825 and say you would like to be a part of the Family Talks campaign. If your call is selected, you will be a part of this special birthday broadcast. Again, that number, 877-732-6825. And thank you for listening to Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson.